Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is denying Russia's claim of having captured the eastern city of Bakhmut as he wrapped up a surprise visit at the Group of Seven summit.
Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday likens the destruction of Hiroshima during World War II to the devastation seen in Ukraine's Bakhmut. He had earlier, alongside US President Joe Biden, lamented the tragedy that had unfolded.
For today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts. There is nothing on this place. So, just drowned and a lot of dead Russians.
During that meeting, Biden announced a $375 million package of military aid, including artillery and armored vehicles for Ukraine.
That is Reuters, Elon Rubens reporting. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to resume face-to-face talks on Monday after telephone conversation.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he did have a productive call with President Biden as the president was returning from the G7 summit in Japan, where he had to reassure world leaders.
Default is not an option.
Biden says despite GOP complaints, he has compromised and introduced ideas to raise revenue.
Much of what they've already proposed is simply quite frankly, unacceptable.
But conservative Republicans like Congressman Jody Arrington, who spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says
we've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it looks like the debt limit will be reached somewhere around June 1st.
It's not an acceptable situation for us.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn. This is VOA News. United States is scheduled to sign a new security pact with Papua New Guinea Monday as it continues to compete with China for influence in the Pacific. Papua New Guinea's location in north of Australia makes it strategically significant. It was assigned to fierce battles during World War II. And with a population of nearly 10 million people, it's the most populous Pacific island nation. A stampede by soccer fans at a quarterfinals league match in El Salvador has left at least a dozen people dead, many more injured.
The crush happened when fans pushed through one of the entrance gates at Monumental Stadium in Cuscatlan. One fan said one of the gates was closed too early, leaving many angry fans with tickets stranded outside. Those fans eventually knocked the gate down. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the match when fans in the stands, waving frantically, began getting the attention of those on the field. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Speaking at the scene, National Civil Police Commissioner Maurizio Arizachicas said there would be a criminal investigation into the incident. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saudi Arabia's first astronauts in decades headed to the International Space Station on a chartered multi-million dollar flight. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
SpaceX launched the first Saudi female astronaut on Sunday, along with a Royal Saudi Air Force fighter pilot. They're joined by an American and a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the Texas company that arranged the trip. Their capsule should reach the space station Monday morning. They'll spend just over a week there before splashing down off the Florida coast. Axiom Space, which organized the flight, won't say how much the tickets cost. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of people rallied in Serbia Friday for a third time in a month, and protests following two mass shootings, even as government officials in the Balkan country rejected opposition criticism of the way they handled the crisis. Protesters have been demanding the resignations of two senior ministers and the revocation of broadcasting licenses for two TV networks, which they say promote violence and glorify crime figures. Meanwhile, the autocratic president, Aleksandar Vučić, held a separate rally in the northern town of Pančevo, where he accused his political opponents of trying to take power through violence. The two shootings on May 3rd and 4th, which left 18 people dead, stunned the nation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.